news from over here. Sharing ideas, thoughts, inspired by life lessons, current affairs, and experiences from Yard and all over the world. Tune in now and every time to hear a refreshing spin on simple but profound topics with a straight Jamaican perspective and twist. You may never know, the views heard could be your view the next time. In life, we oftentimes wonder what goes well with what. How it ended up for two or three or maybe more things to come together in perfect harmony. Or maybe not so perfect, but good enough to enjoy and savor the moment or the taste. But don't get me wrong, you also have a few things that come together and not only do they make you frown, but they also make you raise one of your eyebrow or both and wonder how is it possible for that combination to exist. Now on Views From Over Here, I will give it to you combo special, a combination style, listing a couple of things that have been combined and what is your favorite pairing, which is definitely a go-to, or other stuff that are just downright weird and I dare say forbidden. Thinking about this, I don't even know where to start. There's so many things that cross my mind that are put together for one reason or another. Many examples are out there you can think of. In food, you have peanut butter and jelly, but I'm not so sure because I'm not a foodie or a chef. But what about fashion? There's stripes and plaid, but neither am I a fashion police, so I can't comment on that. Then you have words coming together, which is called a portmanteau. These are examples like frenemy, sexting, or funch. But I'm no master of the English language either. So regardless, I think you get the gist of what I'm trying to say. So let me ask you, if you have to combine two or more things in this world, what would it be? Of course, there are benefits to mixing things together. It may end up to be the best of both worlds, depending on what it is. A typical example of this is hybrid, which is a nice word when you look at it. You have hybrid meetings, which I think have been a success since COVID-19. And once done right, you can engage the remote participants and the people in person. Nice combo, I would say. But you also have hybrid vehicles, which is battery and petrol powered. A lot of skeptics are out there for this one, and they're querying the true benefits of them and the sustenance of it. But I think it is another good working together to fuel the driving force of mankind. What about the 2-in-1 laptop, which is touchscreen that can be used as a tablet or a laptop? It's a very nice idea and it shows the versatility, but really you can only use one or the other. I guess it's a good backup or a just in case, depending on how the situation presents itself. Have you ever thought about doing two things at the same time? Ride and whistle, them call it. One active and the other passive. Maybe Netflix and chill, or for the other streaming platforms that exist, maybe Prime and chill, maybe Peacock and chill, maybe Hulu and chill. In Jamaica, maybe about late last year, there was a combo special announced on the back road, and that did take off, and lots of people were amazed at the offering and how the masses take up that combo special. I have nothing more to say, but obviously there is merit in a good deal. The next thing to mention is making what is called a bundle or a package, which is another form or type of combo, which may turn out to be value for money. I'm not going to advertise any specific cell phone provider of any calling plan or any cable packages or any data rates out there. But once it's a good combination, there are stuff we should always be looking out for to save money. Bundling cable and internet, bundling your TV plan. It really depends. Two for the price of one. That's what I call it. Although a lot of these companies, they are so thief. Even when them seem to be giving away something, there might be a catch to it, which is in the fine print or the hidden contract for the period or the fees. I am sure you have seen all of these things with those little asterisks and the conditions apply beside it. Well, this next one is one of my favorite combos, and I think there should be more people pushing this one, which is the hard and soft. I figure it can be expensive to always be doing things in the hard copy and putting things there when there is value for some people to actually still be holding onto the physical paper. But a great follow-up or icing on the cake is also to do it soft too, which is an email of the document or a link to the information or a QR code to scan as a reminder or a reference. This is like a printout of a picture taken, as well as you could share it via AirDrop or Bluetooth to have a digital copy. Think of the filing of documents like that. Searching through hundreds of paper in a filing room compared to doing one keyword search on a database and you get the folder or file needed. Well, anyways, I did say I would mention some combinations that are out there. So I will just go through and list them. And these are the ones that I've heard of that are out there. And the categories are not in any order. First, you have French fries dipped in milkshake. You can check that one out. What about hot sauce on ice cream? Yeah. You also have peanut butter on hamburgers. Or you have red wine with Coca-Cola. Changing categories, living away from food, you have jet surfing. And you have a treadmill bike. Or a umbrella helmet. In the fashion world, you have detachable jeans and cowboy boot slippers. There are so many out there. These combinations, they may not even be new, but the manufacturers and designs have been merging two things for a long, long time. Let's look at a lawn chair or a pull-out bedding couch, multi-purpose openers for wine bottles or any other regular drink. So the combos mentioned could be the way of the future. And also, they could provide some level of comfort to know you can address more than one need with one activity or device. Not to mention in this whole smart devices, now you have light bulbs with camera in it, or USB combo ports with multiple outlets. To close off the combination style, I must say that there's no shame in the game if you mix up stuff. Variety, they say, is the spice of life. Being adventurous and pushing the envelope with fashion always is encouraged. After all, look at the Met Gala and then you'll see how some of our celebrities dress. As it relates to food, I always say presentation and look, then the two coming together is irrelevant because all of it goes down in your belly until you may end up mix up something and then it give you a colic. But anyways, innovation is always good to exist and it's always exciting to see and to hear what will come next in the combination style or not. When you look at combining words, you can guesstimate the outcome, but full joy the result. And in all of this, the greatest couple is man with woman. Full stop.